Hi, welcome to the Yellow World. It's your girl, Aundi. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm so delighted to be hosting you guys once again. How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for the love you showed me with the previous episode. Thank you guys so much for voting for me on the Rodcast competition. I am really, really humbled. I love you guys so, so much. I promise. This is the last episode we're having this month, and yay, I'm super excited about it. And it is still Mental Health Awareness Month, and I want to remind you to take care of your mental health and to remind you to be persistent. I want to remind you that every time you feel low, you are not alone. You might be tempted to imagine you are struggling on your own. I am here to remind you we are together in this, and I'm so, so proud of you for breaking the chain, for taking responsibility of your triggers, for just being the best version of yourself, and for always, always showing up for you. I am so, so proud of you, and do not give up. Today's episode is basically a self-assessment episode where I'll try to reflect and just think about where I am, how far I've come, and just, you know, try reflect on who I am as a person. And I love a few questions that really, really appreciate if, like, you walked with me through the process. Like, once you read one of the questions, you try answer it according to you. No answer is wrong. Just be genuinely honest. Just be real with yourself. And yeah, I love you guys so, so much. And without wasting any more time, let's just get right into it, shall we? The first question was, what are some of my greatest strengths? And this was a particularly hard one for me to answer because I don't think I've actually ever sat and thought about it that much. And when I actually sat and thought about it, imposter syndrome kind of kicked in, and I was like, oh my god, am I really good at something? Like when you write your resume, let's just start from there, and then they ask you about your strengths. Are you guys usually honest? Like, thinking about it, are you like real? Do you actually write your real strengths, or do you just write stuff there to appease the interviewer or whatever? Personally, I think I write to appease the interviewer, because when I say I'm a team player, thinking about it honestly, I don't think I'm a team player. Looking back, like the little things, say cooking in the kitchen, I don't like getting help from people. You'd rather just wait till I'm done and then you can come in. And see, I can't tell someone, check that. I just feel I'll do it better, or not in a bad way. I just feel like, oh my god, I can't delegate. I'd get trust issues when delegating issues that I think I'd actually do better. Yeah, I'm not the best person to like ask for help or let people help me do stuff, you know? Yeah, but I really thought about it and came up with a few things that I'm actually imagining are my strengths, rather think are my strengths. One, I'm creative. I am super determined. I am dedicated. I am responsible, and I have amazing communication skills. I can talk to anyone about anything. I can do small talk, but not for long. The second question was, what word would I pick to represent my goals for the year? Crazy but achievable. The third one was my favorite books. I have two. One, The Sun and Her Flowers. This book is my favorite because it's particularly helped me become more self-aware. It's helped me build my self-esteem and confidence. I was not the best person. Like, I wasn't at home with myself. I was insecure about my body. I used to describe love differently. And reading this book, it's just changed my mindset in like so many ways. I've actually gotten a 90%, 180 actually turn on my perspective and my thoughts on so many things, and I think it's amazing. And the second book is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I particularly love this book because it's taught me to be responsible for my triggers, my reactions, my response to stuff, and the way I actually act or behave. I've learned choices have consequences. And yeah, the other question was something I strongly feel about and why. growth and actually being the best version of yourself. I feel strongly about it because being the best version of yourself or just growing as a person, being mature in every aspect of your life makes life easy, not just for you, but for everyone around you. You'll be able to respond to issues better. You'll be able to embrace people's thinking and perspectives. You'll be able to not take things personally. Yeah. Something I've learned from my family are generosity, kindness, patience, and living in the moment. Next is my favorite self-care activity. I couldn't decide. I love cooking and just trying new recipes for me mostly. And I love cycling and reading. I couldn't decide which one of them was my best self-care activity. But I think reading is my best. I'm really not sure. We'll have to keep thinking about that. One stereotype that people assume about me, that's not true. People assume I have everything figured out. And like, people assume I'm perfect. Like, I have my everything figured out, which is not true. Let me tell you why. Recently, I think 2-3 days ago, a friend of mine posted a meme, which was super funny and like dark humor. And then I related to it, told her, yo, I really relate to that. And then she's like, you're the last person I thought would relate to that. And like, oh my God, why? Then she gave me a whole essay as to why she thought I'd not relate to it. And I smiled. I felt kind of, you know, oh my God, you have a really, really wrong perspective on me. And then we talked about it. She's nice. She's bubbly. She's good energy. And I love her so much. And yeah, yes. Basically, I'm saying I'm not perfect. I have nothing figured out. Okay, I have some things figured out, but not every day. Like, there are times I think I have it all together, and then there are times it all comes crumbling down and I have to pick the pieces small by small. I just am persistent and I don't give up. I try so hard to just give every day my best and live at the moment and try to get out of my head, basically. What habits am I working on building? Trust, oh my God. And yes, trust, basically, trust. Something I enjoy doing that I'm not particularly good at, oh my God, dancing. I enjoy dancing. I love seeing people dance, but I can't dance. I try, but it's just, what's in my head and whatever is happening outside, particularly different things. How are you, really? I am happy. I am peaceful. I am joyful. And I'm super, super grateful for the moment. I hope you enjoyed that segment because I had so much fun recording it. I hope you tried to answer the questions while listening. If you didn't, please go back and do it. I hope you're taking care of your mental health. I hope you're taking care of yourself. I hope you're choosing you and doing what's best for you. And I really, really love hearing from you guys. Kindly send me feedback at It's the Yellow Owl Podcast on Instagram. And every time you guys wear yellow and tag me on Instagram, gives me so much joy and contentment. Honestly, it makes my days. I love, love seeing you guys do. And if you don't, please tag us, man. And thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for keeping it yellow. Remember to stay sane and remember to love you, choose you, and disappoint as many people as you can, but make yourself happy. I love you guys so, so much, and until next time, bye!